gentlemen, we present The Navy Lark by Lawrie Wyman and starring Stephen Murray, John Pertwee, and Leslie Phillips. The prospect of meeting an admiral first thing in the morning is enough to give any naval officer a sleepless night.
No. I think you're wrong, Pertwee. It is his own hair.
I beg your pardon.
I'm very sorry to interrupt, Mr. De Morgan, sir, an anchor of this parish. There's a small difference of opinion between Mr. Phillips and myself.
Oh, well, the prospect of meeting an admiral first
thing... After all, if it was a wig, you'd be able to see the canvas. There'd be glue marks on the forehead.
No, not these days, sir. No. Now, with the sort of money these announcer blokes make, they can afford the best.
Now, look here.
We are, and I reckon it's a wig.
And I reckon it isn't.
Then why is it always the same length every week?
Not that it's any of your business, Mr. Pertwee, but it is my own hair.
See?
Then why doesn't it grow?
It does grow.
There you are. I told you, Mr. Phillips, it is one of the best that even grows.
Oh, buzz off. Go on, buzz off. Buzz off. Go on.
Just not our class of person.
Very common.
Just not what they wear in the days of Savoy Hill, are they?
As I was saying.
He's upset.
Yeah, you can tell.
Ears are going pink.
Ladies and gentlemen, the prospect of meeting an admiral first thing in the morning is one thing, but having to meet his flag lieutenant first thing is going beyond the call of duty. A statement with which Captain Povey would heartily agree.
Good morning, flag lieutenant. Captain Povey to see the admiral.
And who is the unidentified stranger?
Wren Chasen, secretary to Captain Povey. Good morning.
Quiet, please. I'll ask the questions.
Seems a bit pointless if you don't want to hear the answers.
Madam, I mean Wren Chasen, may I remind you that I am the Admiral's flag lieutenant.
With that sash and the rest of the highly polished regalia, it hardly escaped my notice.
Oh, I do look rather splendid, don't I? I mean, room, shot, stand by to meet the Admiral, senior officer and VIP. My word, he is. They don't come any more pip than him. Head up, high front.
Flags, is that Paul Povey here yet?
Here now, sir. On his way, sir.
Admiral ready to see you now, Captain. This way, please. Wipe your feet.
Captain Povey to see you, sir. By appointment, sir. Yours, sir.
At last. Povey, you're late.
I really must...
No, you mustn't, Povey. You should have seen to that before.
I really meant...
Don't argue, Povey. Where's the bird?
If you're referring to Captain Povey's secretary, sir, I'm here.
She has her notebook and pencil with her, sir.
Standing by to record her every word, sir. Each one a positive gem, sir. Not a single pearl will be lost, sir.
Flags,
sir. Flutter all.
Darn twit. I didn't ask this girl here to take notes.
I feel this is a highly dangerous question, but what did you ask me here for, sir?
Well, don't be a nana, girl. This is a top-secret conference. So if I've got to sit through it, I'd rather look at a sexy bint than Povey.
Oh, well, thank you, sir. I think.
Admiral, if I could possibly ask what this is all...
Of course you can, Povey. Carry on, Povey. Put us all in the picture.
Right. Now, the way I see the situation... Just a minute. How did that happen?
Oh, dear. I'll just have to do it myself, I suppose.
Well, it might be quicker, sir.
Yes, of course it will. Flags!
Sir?
Just because I told you to flutter off... It doesn't mean you have to keep running round and round me, blasted off, is beating your arms up and down. Good work. Oh, you'll never get your horrible self off the ground. It's a pity, but there it is. Oh, where was I?
You were about to...
Was I really? Yeah, well, I'm afraid that'll have to wait. Now then, Povey, I shall rely on you. Just get this idiot aboard Troutbridge, point him in the right direction and make sure that you get him there. Then we shall be in the clear.
I beg your pardon, sir. Get who and point him where?
Creeping Ivy. Do I have to go through it all again? This afternoon, Povey, Sir Willoughby Todd Hunter Brown will board Troutbridge and they'll take him to the South Pacific and the island of Kowoa, where he is to be the next governor. Now, have you got it this time?
Yes, sir. I think so.
Good man. Right, off you go, Povey.
Thank you very much, Admiral.
Goodbye, Admiral.
Goodbye, Admiral.
Wait for it. You can vanish, Povey, but leave the bird here.
Admiral,
and knowing what a right Charlie you are, Povey, don't ask her for notes afterwards, either.
Captain Povey,
Simon and Teddy, where are you?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. It's morning, you Cornish clot.
Oh, well, you know about these things, Teddy.
Yes, possibly. But there's one thing I don't know about, Teddy. Have you finished filling all the ammunition lockers with them tatty imitation fur coats I borrowed from the Upper Ebenezer's Emporium on sale or return?
Yeah, but I'm still all fluffy. They melted on me.
Yeah, well, they would, wouldn't they? It's the time of year.
Oh, is it? I didn't realise.
Of course! Nunky knocked off nylon molts all the year round. Now, look, stop standing around there looking baffled. All them coats stowed aboard.
Yeah? But what do you want them for?
Inside information, my lad. I happen to know through a certain relative of mine who wished to remain anonymous in his house.
That's understandable. That's understandable. Most of your relatives do.
Just one more and I'll bash you about until you molt. Right then. Now, I happen to have found out that we're about to put to sea, and I also happen to know where we're sailing.
Where?
The Antarctic, Mitchell. Here we are. Well, they'll be worth a fortune out there, them fur coats. They'll be queuing up for them.
Who will? All the bears who lost their overcoats to make fur rugs.
Possibly, possibly. But wouldn't you buy one if you were a bald bear? It's flaming cold up there, mate, trotting about in the road.
Even for a bear.
Yeah, especially for a bear. Now look here. Look, guard them with your easily expendable life, whilst I pop in here to the wardroom and get our sailing orders for number one.
All right, Chief.
Come in.
Pardon me for interpreting, I'm sure, sir.
Certainly, Chief. Nice to have seen you. Good morning.
Good morning. Here, I was flaming in out of the door again, then. I was going to ask you if there was anything you wish to tell me, sir.
No, I don't think so. Have you got anything you wish to tell Pertwee, Mr. Phillips?
Lots, actually. But I better not with a padre present.
Gosh, noticed at last.
Are you... sir, are you sure you don't want to tell me anything? Eh, sir? You know, orders for... Whoop, whoop, whoop. Ding, ding. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Clonk.
Lummy, he sounds just like my mater's old motorbike.
Yes, he did, but your mater's old what?
Motorbike. It always makes a noise just like that once she's wound the throttle open.
Including the splash at the end.
Oh, rather. That was when she drove into the duck pond to stop.
Yes, of course.
Then it went glug, 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 clud, glug, 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 glump, plop.
I suppose it would have done. What happened if by some chance she wanted to stop somewhere where there wasn't a duck pond?
Then it went chug-a-dug, chug-a-dug, rattle and rattle, clonk. Bang, 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 tingle, 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 bang. Clunk, fish, bang, bong, bang, plop.
Yes, I suppose it would have done.
Yeah, that was why she usually preferred to park in the duck pond.
Quite.
You know, I've got a feeling that a long time ago I came in here to ask something.
Really? I suppose it wouldn't have had anything to do with our sailing orders, would it?
Eh? Oh, how shrewd, sir. Yes, of course. Yes, sir. Yeah, most kind, sir.
We sail at first light tomorrow, Chief.
Yes, so I'd heard, sir.
We shall have a VIP aboard.
Yes, so I'd heard, sir.
It's Sir Willoughby Todd Hunter Brown.
So I'd heard, sir.
He is to be the new British governor of a South Sea island called Kawoa.
So I'd... Pardon?
And we're to transport him there.
Pardon?
Won't be too pleasant, of course. Temperature about 120 in the shade.
And there isn't any.
Terribly humid atmosphere all the time.
Excuse me, sir. Tiddy! Tiddy!
Good afternoon.
Tiddy, look, it's good afternoon. It's morning, you clown.
Oh, well, you're the one with the watch. Mine.
Look, never mind that. Have you stowed the last of those fur coats?
Yeah, I've told you.
Then unstow them.
Eh? Why?
Because we're going where it's hot, you clot. So dump all the lot we've got. I hope they rot.
They're rotten already.
Good. Then sling them back to Monkey and tell him that Johnsy borrowed them or sail or return. And for once in his puff, Johnsy's returning something without a court order. Now carry on.
Good afternoon.
You were saying, Mr. Murray, sir?
Yeah, I believe I was. Oh, yes, Sir Willoughby Tolhunter Brown will be occupying the captain's cabin.
But where will the captain be, sir?
He won't be with us on this trip.
No, he's still ashore, being seasick from the last one.
But we only went for a quick whiz round the harbour.
That was enough.
He's still whoop, whoop, whoop.
Oh, nasty.
You'd think they'd be able to give him something, wouldn't you? Like old Thundercut's job. On land.
Oh, now, be fair, Mr. Phillips. At least Captain Povey's sending us out to a tropical island with girls in grass skirts dancing the hula hula.
Lummy, yeah. No, he's not such a bad chap after all, is he, really? Cool. I wonder what time of the year they gather in the harvest.
I could have bitten my tongue out when I said it. Off you go, Chief. Make all your necessary preparations to sail first thing tomorrow as soon as Sir Wibbly Doddly Diddly Widdly thing comes aboard.
Aye, aye, sir. I'll start right now, sir.
Chitty!
Chitty!
Good afternoon.
It's not a... Oh, blimey, who cares? Good afternoon.
You see? I was right in the first place.
Oh, Walker. Now look, when you return them fur coats to Nunky's Emporium, tell him that I've had a better idea. I want the accoutrements on the amount of shiny beads, loud ticking alarm clocks, mirrors, and such like baubles for the locals of Kawawa. We'll make a fortune.
Oh, well.
Well, don't argue. Get that lot on board before we sail tomorrow morning.
Now then, with a fixed course of no fixed abode. For a number starting with 01, dial only the last seven figures, together with five standing inside and no smoking on even dates. I say, to give or take an inch, we need just a toucher of the old, left hand down a bit.
Just a toucher of the old left hand down a bit, is he, sir? And where are we?
Oh, come now, Chief. You know better than to ask him complicated questions like that.
Do you mind? I know exactly where we are.
I'm sick and tired of all these constant suggestions.
But lovable Leslie is a navigating Nana. I can pinpoint our position at any time.
Just as you say, sir. Where are we?
On the bridge.
I knew it. I knew he'd wriggle out of it.
Sorry to barge in, you chap. Just thought I'd like to pop up here and see where it's all happening.
Oh, welcome to the bridge, Sir Wibbly Doddly Diddly Wobbly.
Me. Don't panic. I can never say Sir Willoughby Todd under Brown either.
You just did.
Oh, what an observant little chap you are. My word, what a splendid view you get from up here. You can see the water and everything. Miles and miles and miles of it.
Quite.
Shouldn't we be seeing some land or something by now?
Quite. Critics.
Everybody's a critic. It's not my fault if the maps are wrong or somebody moved the island, is it?
Mr. Phillips, where are we?
And if he says parked in Mummy's duck pond, it's a heck of a size.
I just don't understand it. Kawawa ought to be around here somewhere. Perhaps we've overtaken it.
Don't be ridiculous.
Or it's overtaken us.
Mr. Phillips.
Oh, hold it. I know it's none of my business, but forgetting the island for a minute, shouldn't we be taking some sort of avoiding action?
Huh?
From that paddle steamer thing that's bearing down on us.
Where?
There. Roadhog!
Why don't you look where you're going?
Attack is always the best method of defense.
Who is he, anyway? Looks like some koala cargo boat to me.
100,000 apologies for bending your splendid but nonetheless statues brigade.
Yes, it is. I recognize the chat. Well, I suppose we should be grateful. At least that means we're in the right ocean.
Unless he's lost.
Oh, shut up.
Beg pardon, gents all assembled, but don't you think we should alter course? Otherwise, we shall... It's him again.
Congratulations, my lord. Your service.
Sorry, pardon, Mr. Paddleboat gentleman. Tell him next time we'll call at the side door, sir.
I wonder what all that junk is he's got stowed on his deck. There must be dozens and dozens of packing cases.
I'll ask, sir. Oi! You with a smooth cake smoothstack.
Bung ho!
Yeah, very likely. Where are you from? Where are you bound for?
1,000 thank me's for asking you. I and my magnificent but slowly dilapidating old paddle boat.
Pedal boat? He means paddle boat. I'm not so sure.
We are just leaving our homeland of disgusting Kamuwa and are heading for British England to do trading.
You'll never make it, mate. What cargo have you got to flog anyway?
I am carrying, apart from my disreputable self, many, many crates of shiny beads, loud ticking alarm clocks, mirrors, and such like barbed for the local friends.
I wish I was dead. Never sell all that rubbish in England.
Oh, yes, beg pardon, excuse me. I'm having the contract to supply in Mr. Ebenezer Barclay. At his Portsmouth Emporium.
That bristle mush twisted old viper. He knew it. He knew I was bringing flipping coals to Newcastle. Now I'll have to take flipping Newcastle back to the coals.
What's he on about? I'm not sure, but if I know my Pertwee, I have a feeling that I'd better inspect the ammo lockers as soon as possible.
All finished your chat, have you?
Oh, sorry, pardon, sir. Will they not...
Thanks. I just wondered if we could possibly ask this paddle boat chap the way to Kawoa before he sinks.
That's not necessary, you know. I can navigate us there without any help from people who potter about in boats on wheels.
It's not on wheels, sir. Those are the paddles that drive the boat along.
Don't be ridiculous. If that was so, why haven't we got them?
I knew it! You waffle on about where are our wheels for weeks now. You've confused him. Next thing you know, he'll demand a refit and insist on tubeless tyres all round.
Well, I'm not settling for Remo.
Oh, shut up! Ask Mr. Paddleboat gentleman the way and head us for Kawoa.
I wonder if those Whitehall twits have any idea what they've started when they send innocent tots like me on a voyage like this.
We haven't had one for hours.
By all means, brother. Last round's all well.
Bring a gunboat.
We already have.
Oh, we'll send another gunboat.
Order, gentlemen. Order. The right honourable member for Hyten Chief.
Thanks. Now, since I last spoke to you in this technological age, I and my colleagues and I have come to a forward-thinking decision. We and me have decided that the best thing we and me can do is to...
Retain!
Hold it, brother, hold it. Manners? Let old... Whatever his name is,
then
he's gone.
Grab his
horn. What about my constant productivity?
Following on my continuous denials during the past 3 weeks, the House will be glad to learn the negotiations to give the island of Kawoa independence have now been completed.
Shame, shame. Next week, the Isle of Wight.
Then
Fognor.
Then
Gunboom.
Where to, Fognor?
Order, gentlemen, please, order.
Again? Just coming up thinking fast tonight, brother. I haven't seen this one yet.
Unfortunately, Owing to the security of these negotiations, it was not possible to warn the newly appointed British governor, Sir Wibbly Doddity.
Him.
Thanks. That the island is now independent. Before he left the board a frigate to take up his position. Frequent attempts to contact the radio room of the frigate to inform him that he is no longer required have failed. We can only assume that the crew are out.
Shame, shame!
What about my productivity?
Read a good book. Read a good book.
It's one of your five British stamps on it, and it'll never get there.
Is being made to avoid a diplomatic incident, and if one does occur, we inherited from a misrule of the previous government.
Just in case you haven't noticed, Mr. Phillips, sir, we're approaching Kawawa Island Harbour entrance now, sir.
Eh? Lummy, so we are. It's a jolly small harbour entrance, isn't it?
Yes, sir, wasn't it?
A lot bigger now.
Well, we're a lot narrower.
We've arrived, I take it.
Yes, sir, Wibbly Doddly.
Me. Why my parents couldn't have called me Fred, I'll never know.
Ship!
Don't panic. They're just firing a salute to me as their new governor.
With live ammunition?
Yes, probably. I have that effect on most people. I'm used to it.
Witness, Phillips, drives into the harbour wall and gets tied up.
Aye, aye, sir. Full ahead, both.
Full ahead, both. Yeah, left hand down.
Left hand down.
No, right hand up. Easy on your left. Hold it.
I've got it.
Hold it strongly.
Yes, got it.
She's almost gone.
Almost gone.
Yeah. Over your way a bit.
My way.
Your way. Right,
steady as a word.
No, back a bit, sir.
Move the harbour, somebody.
Full side bays, both.
Full side, I mean, up a bit.
Up a bit.
Shut your eyes.
Everybody down.
Finish with engines.
And vice versa.
Takes things so literally, you see. When I said drive us into the harbour wall, I didn't actually mean belt the living daylights out of it.
I've parked us, haven't I?
Forever, probably.
I don't want to complain, but thanks to you lot, it looks as if I'm now governor of slightly less island than I was. You crashed 3 tons of it into the water.
Oh, sorry, pardon, sir. There must be some fast currents here.
Yeah, or some flaming slow navigating officers. Do I go ashore now, or are you going to go back a bit and bash your way right through to me official residence?
I think you go ashore now, sir. There seems to be some sort of reception committee waiting for you on what's left of the harbour, sir.
Lummy, so there is. I wonder who that girl is. I didn't realise they actually wore grass skirts.
At least not mini ones.
Let's get ashore and establish friendly relations.
Down, boy, sit.
100,000 greetings and how's your father's from my good self, Foreign Secretary of Kawawa.
Likewise, I'm sure.
And now would you be so gracious as to float off out of it?
I beg your pardon?
You heard him, big boy. Chug-a-chug, whoop, 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 up, up, Bobby.
Stoney, is that your mater?
Certainly not.
I'm here in official position.
A
And a jolly interesting one, too.
Sir Phillips, will you stop looking at the lady and mentally mowing the lawn?
Well, I'll try, but it's not going to be easy, you know.
Forgotten again. Look, I know I'm only the governor, and this is my big moment, but you carry on chuntering away amongst yourselves.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, sir.
Pull out the gangplank.
Well, I will if you insist, sir, but for the way Mr. Phillips has parked us, it's quite easy to step ashore.
No, I wasn't thinking. This way, sir. Welcome to Kawoowa.
Ah, at last. Thanks very much. You'd think they'd have turned out the town band or something, wouldn't you? These two are hardly worth putting me cocked hat and jazzy suit on for.
There's probably a full reception arranged for later, sir. And can I bring her?
Be quiet.
Over the side you go, sir.
Halt! All port passes must be shown before setting footing the shore.
And that's an order signed by me.
Who are you?
The Prime Minister.
Blimey, it's a slight improvement on ours, isn't it?
She's prettier, too.
Now, look here, madam, or right honourable lady.
Oh, I do hope she's not.
I am Sir Willoughby Todhunter Brown, and I'm the new governor of this island.
Not anymore, big boy. Kawoowa has been given independence since you sailed, and your splendid, glittery old self is no longer wanted on voyage.
Oh, Lord, this is the fourth time this year I've been made governor of somewhere, and Whitehall have given the blasted place away before I could get there.
Now, please, you will prepare to about float and sail off out of it, taking with you the enormous bill for the enormous damaging to our truly delightful harbour entrance.
Well, we'd rather not, actually. Captain Purvey doesn't like bills.
Yeah, he's not exactly mad about Leslie's either.
Come on, sir, let's get going.
But I haven't chatted up that PM bird yet. She might let me trim her round her herbaceous border.
You're leering again. Now forget it. Forget about your gardening interests and concentrate on backing us out of here.
Stop it, please. Stop being so touchy or frayed at once, or you'll beg pardon, excuse me.
Aye? Now what's the matter? Who are you?
I am the chief of Kawoowa Customs and Excise Departmental. As you have landed on the island, I must search your heap for Jutta goodies.
Well, we weren't carrying anything.
Except me, and a right waste of time that was.
Begging pardon, a search must now be made, and all duties paid on goodies which must not be imported into Takio Kawoowa.
Oh, very well. What goods are you worried about?
Not many. Just that we charge the absolutely monstrous duty on shiny beads, loud ticking alarm clocks, mirrors, and such like boobles.
It's Nancy! I know it is! He's put the boot in! He cabled them and tipped them off!
I know it. Wait until I get him. Wait, I'll bung one of those loud ticking alarm clocks in his cake hole. Shut it and wait for the bell to ring so it rattles all his choppers and makes his ear holes go off bang. Of all the dirty dirt in the walls.
Murray, John Pertwee and Leslie Phillips have been crashing their way through the Navy Lark, written by Laurie Wyman. Stephen Murray was the number one, John Pertwee was the chief petty officer, Leslie Phillips was the sub-lieutenant, Captain Purvey was played by Richard Caldecott, Heather was Heather Chasen, Sir Willoughby Todhunter Brown was Tenniel Evans, Mr. Paddleboat Man was Michael Bates, Abel Seaman Tiddy was Laurie Wyman, and the customs officer was played by Alan Reeve Jones. The show was produced by Alistair Scott Johnston.
Leslie Phillips is now appearing in The Man Most Likely To at the Vaudeville Theatre, and John Pertwee is in Oh Clarence at the Lyric Theatre, London.